Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Paul Dade. Batting second. The shortstop, Tom Verizer. Batting third. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The DH, Gary Alexander. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Horace Speed. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Ted Cox. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Batting ninth. The catcher, Bo Diaz. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Rick Waits. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Joe Wallace. Batting second. The third baseman, Taylor Duncan. Batting third. The left fielder, Mitchell Page. Batting fourth. The DH, Willie Horton. Batting fifth. The catcher, Jeff Newman. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dave Revering. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Mario Guerrero. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Tony Armas. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Mike Adams. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, John Henry Johnson. And now, play ball. Paul Dade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dade bunts towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer hits a fly ball into right field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallace hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Taylor Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan takes first base on ball four. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Duncan moves to second. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Duncan moves to third. Page moves to second. Two outs. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Thornton moves to second. Horace Speed is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speed bunts in front of the plate. Newman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox strikes out. Two outs. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Thornton scores. Alexander moves to third. It's 1-0, Indians. Bo Diaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Diaz hits a fly ball into right field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. the Athletics will come to bat. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mario Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerrero hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off weights, and towards Kuiper, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Armas moves to second. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallace is 0 for 1 in the game. Wallace hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer misplays the ball. That's an error on Verizer. Armas moves to third. Adams moves to second. Taylor Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Duncan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Armas scores. Adams scores. Wallace moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 2-1, Athletics. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Page hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of speed. Page reaches second base with a double. Wallace scores. Duncan goes all the way around to score. Two runs are unearned. It's 4-1, Athletics. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 1 in the game. Horton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 0 for 1 in the game. Date strikes out. One out. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0 for 1 in the game. Verizer strikes out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Thornton takes first base on ball 4. Bell moves to second. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Alexander hits a fly ball into right field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 0 for 1 in the game. Newman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering is 0 for 1 in the game. Revering hits a fly ball into center field. Speed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mario Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerrero is 0 for 1 in the game. Guerrero hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Horace Speed is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speed is 0 for 1 in the game. Speed hits a fly ball into right field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0 for 1 in the game. Cox hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Revering settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Revering scoops it up and throws to first, with Johnson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Armas hits a fly ball into center field. Speed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Adams strikes out. Two outs. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallace is 0-for-2 in the game. Wallace hits a fly ball into right field. Dade settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bo Diaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Diaz is 0-for-1 in the game. Diaz hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Newman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Dade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dade is 0-for-2 in the game. Dade hits a ball on the ground towards third. Duncan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0-for-2 in the game. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Duncan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Taylor Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Duncan hits a fly ball into left field. Cox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Page hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Page for the out. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-2 in the game. Horton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 0-for-2 in the game. Newman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guerrero misplays the ball. That's an error on Guerrero. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Thornton hits a fly ball into center field. Wallace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Alexander hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-3, Athletics. Horace Speed is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speed is 0-for-2 in the game. Speed hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0-for-2 in the game. Cox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Duncan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering is 0 for 2 in the game. Revering hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Athletics. Mario Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerrero is 0 for 2 in the game. Guerrero hits a fly ball into center field. Speed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Armas hits a fly ball into center field. Speed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Adams takes first base on ball 4. Mike Edwards pinch runs for Mike Adams. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Edwards. The throw from Diaz and he is safe. Edwards steals second. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Diaz for a passed ball. Edwards scores. That run is unearned. It's 6-3, Athletics. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallace is 0 for 3 in the game. Wallace hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Edwards now playing second base. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Edwards scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bo Diaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Diaz is 0 for 2 in the game. Diaz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 0 for 3 in the game. Date hits a fly ball into center field. Wallace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0 for 3 in the game. Verizer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Diaz moves to third. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Paul Ruschel now pitching. Taylor Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Duncan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Page hits a fly ball into center field. Speed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Horton hits a fly ball into right field. Date settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Wayne Gross now playing third base. Miguel Delone now playing left field. Jim Essien now catching. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Thornton takes first base on ball 4. Dave Heaverlow now pitching. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Alexander hits a fly ball into right field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Manning pinch hits for Horace Speed. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a fly ball into left field. DeLone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Grubb pinch hits for Ted Cox. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb hits a fly ball into right field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Rick Manning now playing center field. Johnny Grubb now playing left field. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Revering hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rob Picciolo pinch runs for Dave Revering. Mario Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerrero is 0-for-3 in the game. Guerrero hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Picciolo moves to second. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Armas hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thornton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Picciolo scores. Guerrero moves to second. It's 7-3, Athletics. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallace is 0-for-4 in the game. Wallace is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Rob Picciolo now playing third base. Wayne Gross now playing first base. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Edwards scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bernie Carbo pinch hits for Bo Diaz. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guerrero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 0-for-4 in the game. Date is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 7, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.